When it comes to Alabama's Million Dollar Band, here's what you do see every week during football season. And here's what you don't see.
Do you need your...
That'd be great.
Football fans take a break during the week after each game. Bama's marching band doesn't. The band practices for an hour and a half every afternoon, but when I arrive an hour early, the field is already coming to life. Every week during football season, these student musicians play Yay Alabama, that's the Crimson Tide fight song, and they march the same pattern on the football field. It makes you wonder, what keeps these musicians coming back?
Battery. You need to be careful. You were ahead in bars 1 through 7 and a little bit toward the end when we had this.
Behind the music and the hot, stuffy red uniforms, there are the rituals.
After practice every day, one of the captains will choose one of the members. Usually it goes by seniority, and then halfway through the season, we'll start getting freshmen to do a chant.
That's Daniel Winninger, a sophomore member of the Color Guard.
They'll say, 1, 2, 3. Then everybody will say, MUBCG, huh! But as manly as possible.
Chants are a common theme. The traditions are usually taught during band camp. They can also be a little more serious.
We teach all the new members a chant.
Kristen Faulkner is a senior trumpet player.
And it goes like this. Play it louder. Play it faster. Play it higher. Every time, Million Dollar Trumpet line. And once we get really comfortable with each other, we also do another chant. That's trumpets 1, 2, 3, and we all say family.
For the trumpets, it's like family. For other sections, it's more like religion.
Before every single game, at Elephant Stomp, we go up, we get in a big circle, put our arms around each other.
Colin Corson plays the tuba.
We say the Lord's Prayer, and then one person's in the middle, generally an upperclassman or a section leader, and they quote-unquote preach to us. Basically, they just kind of get us pumped up, fired up for the game. While they're preaching, the rest of the section kind of hums the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and then once they're done preaching, we sing Glory to the Tubas, which is basically we change the lyrics of the actual song.
While the rituals are fun, band members say they're also meaningful.
It's just nice to look around and say, hey, you know, these are the guys that have and girls that have been with us since band camp who are, you know, they've been out in the heat, they've been sweating, and I know they got my back.
Along with family and religion, some of these rituals involve good luck charms.
We have a porcelain cat that we take to all of the away games.
That's Morgan Lakey, alto sax.
We refer to her affectionately as Miss Snookums. We believe pretty strongly that she has a hand in us winning so many games because the last time we left her at home was the Kick 6 game, so we've been pretty careful about making sure that she's present at all of our huge away games.
While the saxophones put their faith in Miss Snookums, Melissa McMahon says she and her piccolo packing friends do something else.
Another tradition we have is we always make videos for the games. We pick a song each week, and while we're at the game and during rehearsals and such, we film ourselves and then we put it to music.
Presiding over all the music, all the uniforms, and all the traditions is one man.
With 400 people, you have to have smaller groups.
That's Dr. Ken Ozello. He directs the Million Dollar Band.
400 people is too many to have in a family, so there has to be subfamilies within that group. They're strong to make the overall program strong.
The overall program has its own traditions. Melissa McMahon says the most important is the alma mater.
Well, after every game in general, we always sing the alma mater, and that's honestly one of my favorite things to do in band. There are different harmonies within the band, so I think it just sounds really cool, and it's a great reminder that, you know, you're constantly a part of something bigger than just yourself when you're in this community and when you're in the Million Dollar Band.
For Kristen Faulkner, singing the alma mater may be tough soon. She's a graduating senior.
For the last rehearsal of the whole season, they actually ask every senior to come up and conduct it for the whole band. It is like a really emotional experience, so I'm really looking forward to it, but also not.
During band camp, she and the veteran musicians form a circle around the freshmen to sing the alma mater. The two traditions form bookends to the band experience. The song ties together band members from year to year. Dr. Ozello says there's one final tradition that does the same.
They have a tradition of excellence that's been passed on down the years, so whoever's in the band that particular year, you know, they kind of have a a responsibility to those that came before them to make sure that the bar is met every year and that it actually keeps getting better and better every year.
Graduates like Kristen may be sitting in the stands at Bryant-Denny Stadium when the Million Dollar Band takes the field and plays the same songs next season, the same way members have for 104 years. For APR News, I'm Allison Mullenkamp in Tuscaloosa.